Day 6. Number 1. Israel's Prime Minister, Mr. Sharon's plan to move out from Gaza is awaiting approval from Parliament. The plan has sparked intense opposition, and there are fears of violence from Jewish settlers. Main settler groups say they're opposed to violence and have called for restraint. But as the deadline for evacuation draws near, authorities expect there will be those who will take matters into their own hands. This volatile situation could worsen when militant Palestinians also join in the protest. Number 2.
The WHO has issued a warning that the bird flu could become a global epidemic. The WHO said this could be anywhere from next week to the coming years. And with a human vaccine not expected until March 2005 at the earliest, urgency is being placed on prevention. However, many developing countries are not prepared for such preventive measures. They cannot afford such measures or do not have the infrastructure to carry them out.
Number 3. President Bush has defeated John Kerry. Now he's got to face a bigger challenge, the second-term curse. Second terms are usually disastrous. Having gotten elected twice, second-term presidents are outsmarted. They assume they're above politics. Also, the public's expectations for their president increases. President Bush, who already has a lot of public opposition, should be prepared for a rough ride ahead. Dictation for Day 6. Listen carefully and write down the word in the blanks. Number 1. Israel's Prime Minister, Mr. Sharon's plan to move out from Gaza is awaiting approval from Parliament.
Israel's Prime Minister, Mr. Sharon's plan to move out from Gaza is awaiting approval from Parliament.
Number 2. The plan has sparked intense opposition, and there are fears of violence from Jewish settlers.
The plan has sparked intense opposition, and there are fears of violence from Jewish settlers.
Number 3. Main settler groups say they're opposed to violence and have called for restraint.
Main settler groups say they're opposed to violence and have called for restraint.
Number 4. But as the deadline for evacuation draws near, authorities expect there will be those who will take matters into their own hands.
But as the deadline for evacuation draws near, authorities expect there will be those who will take matters into their own hands.
Number 5. The WHO has issued a warning that the bird flu could become a global epidemic.
The WHO has issued a warning that the bird flu could become a global epidemic.
Number 6. However, many developing countries are not prepared for such preventive measures.
However, many developing countries are not prepared for such preventive measures.
Number 7. They cannot afford such measures or do not have the infrastructure to carry them out.
They cannot afford such measures or do not have the infrastructure to carry them out.
Number 8. Now he's got to face a bigger challenge, the second-term curse.
Now he's got to face a bigger challenge, the second-term curse.
Number 9. They assume they're above politics.
They assume they're above politics.
Number 10. Also, the public's expectations for their president increases.
Also, the public's expectations for their president increases.